Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, June 30th. A fire burning in a canyon near Durango has grown to 200 acres. According to the Denver Post, the Lightner Creek Fire began when a home burned down. The blaze is burning on the steep and difficult terrain of Lightner Creek Canyon. Heat and wind gusts of 35 miles per hour complicated efforts to control the blaze. Air support had to be canceled early Wednesday, and materials that could have been used to fight the fire were wasted when someone launched a privately owned drone. Authorities are searching for whoever flew the drone. And according to the Deseret News, the largest fire in the country was about 15% contained as of yesterday morning. The human-caused Brian Head Fire in southwest Utah has burned more than 58,000 acres. Good news for firefighters came yesterday morning when a red flag warning was canceled because the wind was calmer than originally expected. And in Arizona, the USA Today reported that the Goodwin Fire, about 100 miles north of Phoenix, was one of six fires burning in the state. In all, more than 8,000 firefighters battled dozens of wildfires across the West. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, 30 large fires were burning nearly 180,000 acres. More than 4,200 square miles have burned so far this year, an area almost the size of Connecticut. As forest fires rage in hot and dry weather in Arizona, Utah, and throughout the West, new studies indicate that the pollution generated by burning forests makes climate change worse and causes health concerns. Eric Galatis has more.
The amount of air pollution released by forest fires is three times larger than previous EPA estimates, and particulates can have a long-lasting impact on climate, according to two new studies from the Georgia Institute of Technology. Greg Huey with Georgia Tech says smoke samples they studied contained a list of chemicals you'd expect from an oil refinery, methanol, benzene, and other noxious emissions, which pose significant risks to public health.
As it gets drier, we might expect to have more forest fires and larger problems with air quality due to them. So our study points out that we're really going to have to think about forest management and fire policies as we move ahead.
A separate Georgia Tech study found that particulates from forest fires are reaching the upper atmosphere and staying there, which could speed up global warming. Scientists analyzed air samples collected by NASA aircraft some 7 miles above locations across the U.S. Drought and warmer temperatures have been linked to the increase in the number and size of wildfires across western states. Huey notes the microscopic specks released by burning forests are especially dangerous for the lungs and heart. He says one way to limit the amount of particulates could be to beat wildfires at their own game.
There's a pretty obvious candidate to look at, and that's to do prescribed burning, because prescribed burning releases less pollutants per amount of fuel burned than the wildfires do.
Previous EPA estimates for forest fire pollution levels were based on samples taken on the ground during controlled burns ignited by forestry professionals. Huey and his team captured smoke samples by flying directly into three separate active wildfire plumes. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
In what officials are calling a major crackdown on the black market for marijuana, a Denver grand jury indicted 62 people and 12 businesses yesterday in a case that involves the largest illegal marijuana operation discovered since recreational pot was legalized in Colorado in 2012. According to the Associated Press, federal and state agents executed nearly 150 search warrants in 33 homes and 18 warehouses and storage units in the Denver area. The mammoth marijuana trafficking ring pretended to be growing weed for sick people, but was instead illegally shipping weed to half a dozen other states and bilking investors. The operation produced more than 100 pounds of illegal pot per month and shipped it to sell in Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, and other states. The marijuana ring operated from 2012 until 2016 and raked in an estimated $200,000 per month. The ring was mostly made up of Coloradans, some of whom went to high school together and played poker together. The conditions of their acquaintance led to the operation being dubbed Toker Poker. 31 felony counts were handed out to the defendants, including money laundering and tax evasion. A Colorado doctor and teacher at CU has had a firsthand look at Medicaid and what would happen if some 600,000 Colorado residents lose coverage under the Senate's proposed health care bill. Eric Galatis has the story.
Efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act are on hold for now, but medical professionals are concerned about what the U.S. Senate will bring forward after the July 4th recess. Dale Terasaki, a second-year resident on the CU Anschutz Medical Campus, has experienced Medicaid, the program currently slated to be cut by nearly $1 trillion, as both a patient and doctor. He says he's concerned that under the proposed health plans, 22 million people would lose coverage, including more than 600,000 Coloradans.
These are real people we're talking about that are newly covered with Medicaid expansion right now. I was one of them. We really should build upon the progress that we've made with the Affordable Care Act. People are benefiting right now as we speak.
As a medical student, Terasaki was diagnosed with a serious condition requiring heart surgery. Medicaid expansion prevented him from being saddled with more than $100,000 in debt. He says the experience as a Medicaid recipient gave him a better appreciation for the health program and new insight into what many of his patients are going through. Supporters of the U.S. Senate's Better Care Reconciliation Act say government shouldn't be in the business of insuring patients and that the new proposals will reduce the federal deficit. Now that Terasaki is part of the CU residency program, he has good insurance and doesn't have to worry about potential bankruptcy in the event of another health emergency. Terasaki says if Medicaid expansion is rolled back, the impacts will be far-reaching and hospitals and clinics again will be forced to pay for uncompensated care when people without coverage show up in the ER. According to the Colorado Health Institute, the state could lose $15 billion in Medicaid funding by 2030.
It's been a great asset to the hospitals, to our residency training. Cutting people off of it, just taking money away from a program that I've seen work personally and continues to work for millions of Americans, it's not the solution.
According to a new NPR PBS NewsHour poll, just 17% of Americans are in favor of the Senate's plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, there will be a healthcare town hall in Paonia. Jason Kleckler, CEO of Delta County Memorial Hospital, will be at the Paradise Theater from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on July 10th. Kleckler will provide an update on the hospital, discuss possible changes to the Affordable Care Act, and a review of other healthcare challenges. Anyone interested in healthcare is invited to attend the free town hall event. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.